Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we continue with our focus on the faithfulness of God to His people, I want to introduce you to a Hebrew word that is translated into the English as faithfulness. This word is used 127 times in the Old Testament, and we need to know it. The word is emeth. Emeth. I suggest you dot that down in the margin of your Bible or in the notes section of your Bible app. E-M-E-T-H. Emeth. What is most interesting about this word is that it means faithfulness, and it is fully integrated with the word truth. In fact, it is also translated as truth, true, truly, and right. This makes total sense because by God being faithful, He is being true to Himself, and He is always telling us the truth about Himself, ourselves, the world, etc. God's faithfulness shines forth in His truthfulness. The Bible connects faithfulness to truthfulness. And when you think about it, you realize God is reliable and faithful in His words. We can take God at His word. God always does what He promises to do. He will faithfully fulfill all His promises. I have in mind the book of Numbers, chapter 23 and verse 19. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. Has He said, and He will not do it? Or has He spoken, and He will not make it good? Amen. Amen to this fact, made real to us by our faith in Jesus. God never lies. He is the only one who always, always tells us the truth. Often truth we do not want to hear and will not accept. People lie to us all the time. We lie to other people, but God is incapable of lying. The Lord never has need to repent. He has said and He will do it. He has spoken and He will make good on what He has said. You can count on it. Numbers 23, verse 19. Now let's return to the narrative of the Bible's Old Testament, where we will find this word emeth. The Lord God was faithful to the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and what a treasure their true stories are in the book of Genesis. That's why we love Genesis. And I want to focus on Jacob, but let's begin with his grandfather Abraham in Genesis 12. God has called Abram, his name later changed to Abraham, out of Ur, ancient Mesopotamia, using these words, Genesis 12, beginning in verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him. These are great promises that clearly demonstrate God is going to do something big through Abraham. Clearly, for these promises to become reality, this man will have children. But a problem soon emerges in the text. Abraham's wife Sarah is barren. She was unable to get pregnant. Well, fear not, the Lord returns in Genesis chapter 15 and says this to Abraham. One who will come forth from your own body, he shall be your heir. And the Lord took him outside and said, now look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them. And he said to Abraham, so shall your descendants be. That's Genesis chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. The Lord is building on His previous promise. Well, one important thing leads to another, and in Genesis chapter 21, Isaac is born to Abraham and Sarah. God fulfilled his promise. God is faithful. And just a brief note here, to those of us waiting for our Heavenly Father to fulfill in our lives biblical promises made to us, often this takes time. Be patient. Have faith in him. God will not fail us. But he likewise does not operate on our time schedule. The patriarchs learned this. Now we follow Isaac. Abraham's son Isaac grows into adulthood, and obviously, for the commitment God has made to Abraham to work, Isaac needs to have children. But first he needs a wife. And so Abraham dispatches his faithful servant Eliezer to get a wife for his son. We pick up the narrative in Genesis chapter 24. I will read most of verses 8 through 24. Then the servant took 10 camels from the camels of his master and set out with a variety of good things of his master's in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. He made the camels kneel down outside the city by the well of water at the evening time, the time when women go out to draw water. He said, O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show loving kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, I am standing by the spring, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now may it be that the girl to whom I say, please let down your jar so that I may drink, and who answers, drink, and I will water your camels also, may she be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac, and by this I will know that you have shown loving kindness to my master. Before he had finished speaking, behold, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder. The girl was very beautiful, a virgin, and no man had had relations with her, and she went down to the spring and filled her jar and came up. Then Abraham's servant ran to meet her and said, please let me drink a little water from your jar. She said, drink, my lord. And she quickly lowered her jar to her hand to give him a drink. Now when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, I will draw also for your camels until they have finished drinking. So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough and ran back to the well to draw, and she drew for all his camels. Meanwhile, the man was gazing at her in silence to know whether the Lord had made his journey successful or not. Let me summarize. Indeed, this woman Rebekah is the one God has chosen to be Isaac's bride. Verses 26 and 27 now of Genesis 24. Then the man, Abraham's servant, bowed low and worshipped the Lord. He said, blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his loving kindness and his truth toward my master. As for me, the Lord has guided me in the way to the house of my master's brothers. That word translated truth in verse 27 is emeth. I told you, faithfulness and truth are integrated when it comes to the living God. Eliezer declares, God has not forsaken his truth. God has not forsaken his faithfulness to my master Abraham. God made the promise to Abraham, and now God is keeping the promise to Abraham's son Isaac. The Lord is true to himself. His truth, his faithfulness is alive in the lives of the patriarchs. And now we come to Jacob. Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. I want to have months with you and Jacob, friends. He is one of the Bible's most compelling characters. If you ask me, I love him. Well, I do not have months, I have minutes. Let me summarize as follows. Jacob is the son of Isaac. He is a twin, and right from the beginning, that pathway down the birth canal, Jacob has been a deceiver and a usurper. He famously tricked his brother Esau out of his birthright and blessing, and then due to the ensuing conflict, he had to hit the road hard and fast to get away from his angry brother. Well, we pick up the narrative when Jacob is making his way back, and he comes to a critical juncture in which he gets word that his brother Esau is coming to meet him. This frightens Jacob, and so he turns to the Lord in prayer. Just like us, he prays when he is in trouble, worried, and afraid. I will read from Genesis chapter 32. I will read from verses 6 and 7, and then go down to part of verses 9 through 11. Genesis 32, beginning in verse 6. The messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and furthermore, he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. Verse 9. Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, O Lord who said to me, 'Return to your country and to your relatives, and I will prosper you,' I am unworthy of all the loving kindness and of all the faithfulness which you have shown to your servant. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, that he will come and attack me and the mothers with the children." Genesis 32, verse 10. And that word faithfulness is the Hebrew word emeth. Jacob is counting on God's faithfulness. He prays, "I am unworthy of all the loving kindness and of all the faithfulness which you have shown to your servant. Deliver me." If you know the full story of Jacob's life, then you know that, like all of us, he was unworthy of God's faithfulness. Yet, God was faithful. Read the rest of the story and find out how the faithfulness of the Lord pulled Jacob through this jam and many others. We can relate, and I think that's why I love him. I see myself in Jacob. We have to leave off here, but much more next time, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.